Going through Hanhogas of Chazaras of the Shliach Tzibah Chazaras HaShas. So tonight we'll mention two more Hanhogas in addition to the ones we mentioned until now, and that is at the end of Shmona Esrei. One sheet that holds the Shliach Tzibah does not have to say you. There's a Takonos Chazal that before you say Shmona Esrei, you say Hashem Sposai Tiftach V'Yagiti Losecha, and at the end of Shmona Esrei, you say you L'Rotzo Nimrei Fiv. You're going to be L'Fanecha Hashem Tzuriva Go Ali. The Shmona Esrei is supposed to be ringed by these two psukim. So Hashem Sposai Tiftach V'Yagiti Losecha. Certainly, the Shliach Tzibah says. Mr. Brewer passes to say it low. There are people who have the minhag to say it loud. The Sfaradim say it loud. That's totally in minhag. Yule Rotzon is more questionable. Some shita say he does not say it because he's somech on the Tiskabel Tzuloso Nevoso on the Chol Beis Yisrael that he'll be saying when he says Kaddish Olam, which is essentially the same idea as Yule Rotzon Amrefi beginning to be the Fanecha. So he's somech on the Tiskabel. The Mishneh Berurah paskins, though, or it says Yoser Nachon. The Mishneh Berurah says it's more proper for the Shliach Tzibur, yes, to say Yehu L'Ratzon, quietly. I guess if you hold, you say Hashem Sposai Tiftach loud, so the Yehu L'Ratzon would be loud also. But again, the Mishneh Berurah paskins to say it low, and all things being equal, I would ask in the shul that people say it low, unless I'm not so mockery. If people have the minhag dafka to say it loud, so they can say it loud. That's not such a big deal. So the Mishneh Berurah paskins, it's correct to say you L'Ratzon. That's the more correct way. Certainly, if someone else is going to be taking over, let's say by Shachris, by Ashrei Yovel Tzion, it's not uncommon by Shachris that the Shliach Tzibur will not be saying Kaddish Tiskabel, and therefore certainly he should say you L'Ratzon. So again, Hashem Sosa, he certainly says you L'Ratzon, some say not, some say, because you're so mechan Tiskabel, if he won't be saying Tiskabel, he should certainly say it. This is after he says, I'm a Baruch Hashem Yisrael B'Shalom. So the Mishneh Berurah paskins, it's more proper to go with the Shitas that in any event, he should then say to himself, let's say, you L'Ratzon Amrefi, he should say it, even though he'll be saying Kaddish Tiskabel. That's L'Gabi you L'Ratzon. The three steps back, it's brought down. The Chazan does not take, again, because he's relying on the three steps back that he'll take when he says Kaddish Sholem. So he does not take three steps back when he finishes Shmona Esrei. And that's true even if there'll be a Hallel, and there'll be a Kriyas HaTorah, and a Bahu Rachlam, and there'll be a whole bunch of things. But it's all davening, and it all therefore relates to the final Osa Sholem B'Mromov when he takes his three steps back after Kaddish Sholem. Therefore, the poskim say, the Chazan has to be careful not to talk dvarim acherim that are not related to the davening. This teaches us that a Chazan should not talk about things unrelated to the davening until he has said the Kaddish Tiskabel after davening. That's what you see from here, because it's all one hemshech, and that's why he doesn't have to take three steps back. Here, so that's the bottom line. He does not take three steps back. He's soimech on Tiskabel. Therefore, he should have in mind that if someone else will be taking over for Ashrei Yovel Tzion by Shachris, and therefore someone else will be saying the Kaddish Tiskabel, then before he walks away from the Amud, he should certainly say Yehu L'Ratzon Amrefi, and he should take the three steps back, bowing down the way you're supposed to bow down.